Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories. I'm the American Haunt Historian, Alan Searcy. I want to thank everyone who checked out the show last time on Ruby Falls. Ruby Falls is a really cool place down in Chattanooga, and millions of people go there because it's a popular tourist destination. But not many folks know about the hauntings there. So for today's show, I'm going to stay in Tennessee, but I'm going to Hendersonville, Tennessee to talk about Rock Castle. Centuries ago, long before the land of Sumner County, Tennessee, felt the footsteps of European settlers, it hummed with the harmonious rhythms of Native American tribes, thriving along the tranquil banks of Drake's Creek and the majestic Cumberland River. But the winds of change swept through the region in late 1779, when Daniel Smith, a seasoned land surveyor, ventured into the wilderness to chart the border between North Carolina and Virginia. Entranced by the untamed beauty of the land, Smith returned in 1784 with his family, staking a claim to over 3,000 acres on the eastern side of Drake's Creek, near the Cumberland River. In 1783, Smith secured his claim to the land, and accompanied by his wife Sarah and their children, George and Mary, who went by Polly, they settled on the property and built a modest wooden cabin near a bubbling spring. Determined to create a grander home, Smith undertook the monumental task of building a stately house using limestone quarried from the land. Yet amidst the construction, the Smiths faced relentless hostility from the Native American tribes who saw their presence as encroachment. Tragically, the construction site became a scene of violence when two carpenters were brutally murdered, their scalp remains a grim testament to the dangers of the frontier. Despite their perilous circumstances, the Smiths persevered, even as their original log cabin was set ablaze by the natives. In 1792, they were forced to move into their unfinished mansion, later named Rock Castle, seeking refuge within its sturdy stone walls. Daniel's dedication to his family was matched only by his commitment to public service. His valorous exploits in Dunmore's War and the American Revolution earned him the respect of esteemed founding fathers, leading him to his appointment as the Secretary of the Territory of the United States south of the River Ohio by George Washington. That's a mouthful. During Daniel's absences, Sarah, his wife, managed the estate with the help of slaves, ensuring its continued prosperity. Rock Castle grew in stages, a testament to Daniel's vision and perseverance. Yet, despite his accomplishments, tensions in the family began to simmer. At this time, Daniel's daughter, Polly, began to date Samuel Donaldson, the brother-in-law to Andrew Jackson. Daniel Smith was objected to the match due to a significant age gap between Polly and Samuel, but the young couple's love could not be deterred. Determined to be together, Polly and Samuel, along with Samuel's brother-in-law, John Caffrey, they devised a daring plan to elope under the cover of darkness. One fateful night, as the moon cast its silver glow over the Cumberland River, Andrew Jackson, Samuel, John, and their trusted accomplices, stealthily, made their way to Rock Castle across the Cumberland. With nerves taut and hearts racing, they approached the estate, careful to avoid detection. Upon reaching the mansion, they encountered two of Daniel's slaves, whom they subdued without a sound. With practiced precision, they positioned a ladder against the attic window where Polly awaited, dressed in her wedding gown. In a scene straight out of a romantic novel, Polly descended the ladder into Samuel's waiting arms, her heart pounding with anticipation. Silently, they stole away into the night, leaving behind the tranquil grounds of Rock Castle and the sleeping father, Daniel Smith. Crossing the Cumberland River, the fugitive lovers found sanctuary at Hunter's Hill, where Andrew Jackson had arranged for a minister to marry them. In the flickering light of a candle flames, amidst the hushed whispers of the night, Polly and Samuel exchanged vows. As the dawn broke over the horizon, Daniel Smith awoke to the shocking revelation of his daughter's elopement. Fury and betrayal surged within him, and he vowed to hold Andrew Jackson accountable for his role in the affair. But despite his initial fury, Daniel and Jackson reconciled, uniting to care for Polly's children after Sam's untimely death. After Daniel's passing in 1818, Rock Castle passed through generations, each leaving their mark on its storied halls. From George's valor in the War of 1812 to the estate's eventual acquisition by the state of Tennessee in 1970, Rock Castle remained a beacon of history and heritage. Today, Rock Castle stands as a testament to the enduring legacy of Daniel Smith and his descendants. As a cherished landmark and museum, it continues to captivate visitors, offering a glimpse into the past and preserving the spirit of generations past. With each passing year, Rock Castle weaves itself deeper into the fabric of Sumner County. So even though the staff doesn't really talk about the ghost stories, the grand halls and elegant chambers of Rock Castle have been whispered to harbor more than just echoes of the past. Despite its picturesque exterior and storied history, the mansion's interior holds secrets that extend beyond the confines of time and space. One of the most enduring tales involves the ghost of Harry Smith, a descendant of Daniel. Throughout the years, visitors and staff have reported strange phenomena attributed to Harry's restless spirit. It's said that on quiet evenings, the sound of pacing footsteps can be heard echoing through the second floor corridors. Some claim to have caught fleeting glimpses of shadowy figures moving through the dimly lit rooms, only to vanish into thin air. Doors have been known to open and close all by themselves. But perhaps the most intriguing ghost story revolves around the former slave who serves the Smith family faithfully in life and allegedly in the afterlife. According to legend, the spirit of the nanny who cared for the Smith children still roams the upper floors of Rock Castle. Some have reported encountering her spectral figure in a hidden chamber where she once tended to the needs of the Smith children. However, unlike the apparitions said to haunt Rock Castle, the nanny's presence is regarded as benign. Witnesses describe feeling a sense of calm and comfort in her presence. Outside the mansion, the grounds of Rock Castle are not exempt from the supernatural occurrences. Visitors have reported eerie sensations and unexplained phenomena, particularly in the vicinity of the family cemetery. Some claim to have seen shadowy figures flittering among the tombstones. And I know several people, myself included, who have captured eerie objects in photos at Rock Castle. I actually feature them in my book, Southern Ghost Stories, Hendersonville, Tennessee. So I got a letter or an email from someone who listened to a show, and they were asking, what is the most haunted place in Georgia? So when I think Georgia, naturally I think Savannah. I mean, Savannah, Georgia is a great place. Georgia was a colony, and they fought the American Revolution there. Georgia's known for the Civil War, but the Revolution kind of gets lost in the shuffle. But those big, picturesque, beautiful squares down in Savannah, those are mass graves, most of them anyway. But as far as the most haunted place in Georgia, if I had to pick just one place in Savannah, man, I would probably say the Sorrell Weed House. It's a great old house. It was built by Francis Sorrell. And if you know the story, Francis Sorrell dealt in cotton, very, very wealthy guy, and he had slaves, of course. So legend has it that he was running around with one of the slaves, and his wife never found out about it. Well, eventually she did, and when she did, she jumped from the balcony and committed suicide. Well, in a rage, Francis went up to the slave. Her name was Molly, went to her room, and the next morning they found her dead. So looks like Francis killed his lover slash slave. Well, ever since then, weird things happen in the house. There, I mean, you can just Google ghost stories Sorrell Weed House. But I actually had my own experience there in the cabin where they found Molly dead. My phone started acting all real buggy. I was trying to take videos, and it just froze. I've had an iPhone since they came out. I still have one today. It's never happened before. But that day in Molly's cabin, when I asked if Molly was there, it just locked up and froze. And it's one of the weirdest things that's ever happened. But yeah, the Sorrell Weed House in Savannah, Georgia. Savannah, Georgia is a great place for the paranormal. If you like history, it's also just the mecca for the revolution and paranormal. So anyway, that's my thought. Sorrell Weed House, that's where I would go if I had to pick one spot that's haunted in Georgia. Anyway, if you want to learn more about Rock Castle, check out my book, Southern Ghost Stories, Hendersonville, Tennessee. The book can be found on Amazon, and it's also available at Barnes & Noble. If you go to the store and they don't have them, ask the manager and they can order them for you. Each store is different. Barnes & Noble is kind of funny about what titles each store carries. But all my books are available at Kindle, and they're actually free to read if you have Kindle Unlimited. It's a neat little feature there. It's fairly cheap. But please like the video on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to follow us on Facebook too. You can find me over at Twitter on X. X-Twitter. I call it Twitter. I know it's X. I'm just a grumpy old man, and I call it Twitter. But anyway, I'm at A.T.O. Allen. A.T.O.A.L.L.E.N. I drop a lot of ghost stories and Grey Robin tales and just weird things I find and I'd like to dig into, and I post those from time to time. Coming up, I'm going to be at the Smoky Mountain Terror in Johnson City, Tennessee on June 7th. It's going to be a huge thing out in East Tennessee, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Going to be lots of paranormal celebrities. There will be a lot of people from the horror movies that you grew up watching. It's going to be a big time. Make plans, come by and say hello. I'll have a booth there at Southern Ghost Stories. Come look for me. Anyway, check back next time. We're going to head north, and we're going to talk about Independence Hall in Philadelphia. We'll see you then.